Cape Town, which attracts about 2 million tourists a year, is facing its biggest water crisis ever. Mayor Patricia DeLille warned of a dire situation as drilling into one of the major aquifers under the city began last week.
We're losing 1% of our dams, 1.5 every week. Our dams for the first time is below 30%, and I'm really worried.
Residents will have to queue for water when water levels in the dams get too low. At a trial water collection site, people fill up their water bottles but are limited to a maximum 25 liters per person per day.
While we are working as hard as we can to bring additional water on board, Capetonians must help us to save water.
Something some residents are taking seriously as the so-called day zero in April approaches.
We definitely have to do our part and use as little water as possible. But I do hope that the government is doing something to prevent day zero, because it will be a national crisis. It will be honestly horrific.
We can't bath anymore. We can't. We must just shower, and because every other day we shower to save water. But we make do.
But one businessman wishes there were alternatives other than having to switch off all the taps and close his hotel when the city runs out of water.
There are countries in this world that have proven that there are ways to deal with drought and with desert regions. One has to look at the Middle East and see what Israel did to a desert there in respect of desalinization. And India are also doing a lot of good work with desalinization.
Cape Town is one of South Africa's hottest tourist destinations. About 9% of the country's $33 billion economic output last year came from the tourism industry, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.